This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Are you a driver for Uber or Lyft? There's a story at Jacobin Magazine, which is apparently a socialist magazine, where they're interviewing some drivers for Uber in the L.A. area, and these drivers are saying they're pretty upset. They feel like they've been screwed because when they started with Uber, the rates were $2.75 per mile. Plus, there was like a 60 cent per mile under 11 miles per hour. Now, they've cut that within the last year. They've cut that to $1.10 per mile.
Not because they hate drivers, most likely, but because they had to compete.
Yep, but unfortunately, that's making life very difficult for some of these drivers. Some of them are saying they will work all day and not even break minimum wage as far as what they're making per hour. One driver says he works up to 17 hours a day to bring home what he used to make in an 8-hour shift, and that's a huge difficulty to be bringing on board, especially after you've invested your own money in the tools that you need. In this case, a car to actually perform this particular service. Maybe you spent thousands of dollars the year prior on this car expecting that you'd be able to continue to make this money, and then it does, you know, the company just changes the rates on you. I can see why people are upset about that. They're not obligated. Uber's not obligated to keep the rates the same. But at the same time, if they burn the bridges with their drivers, it's not going to be good for Uber because the drivers are already organizing. They're protesting. And the word's going to get out about how Uber is handling the situation.
Well, I hate to sound unsympathetic, but these people took a risk.
Right now.
Here we go. These people are entering a new industry. They are taking a risk, and this is part of the price discovery, where they're saying, how much should we charge for this service? They had one good year where they made, you know, lots of money, maybe they were overvalued at that time, and now the price is adjusting. Maybe they'll be undervalued now, and the price will adjust again. Who knows? This is a risky adventure.
And right,
people got into it.
When you talk about price discovery, this is something that's going on constantly, and it's one of the things that unions don't seem to understand. I'm not trying to – I don't want to pigeonhole everybody, but I'm just talking about sort of generalities. Unions seem to do something which is pit employees or business partners in this case against the employer. And this is a relationship. Relationships work best when people are happy. You shouldn't work where you're not happy. I understand you don't always have those options. You'll still be best off if you pretend to be happy. And yes, people can take advantage of you while you're pretending to be happy. I get all of those things, but if, for instance, this hostess situation, remember when Twinkies were going away and everybody was all upset and they were essentially blaming the union? I think that there's a very good argument that unions made it so that, you know, American car manufacturers weren't as competitive against foreign car manufacturers, and it took them quite some time to recover, and they may not have recovered yet. And they don't allow for fluctuation. When you push the envelope on how much employees make, then when the market contracts, how do you pay the employees?
We've also got George with us here. He is a driver for both Uber and Lyft, and he's in the D.C. area, not in L.A. He says he'd be upset if they cut the rates like that in D.C. as well. And, George, thanks for hanging with us here and continuing as we roll through this story here from Jacobin Magazine. So Uber apparently is not talking. They ignored the reporter's request, the article author's request for comment on the exchange, and they issued a statement accusing the Teamsters of trying to line their coffers with new Uber-driving members. Uber claims there's no need for a union. It instead asks drivers to trust the company is acting in their best interest. Uber refused to show me complete data detailing average hourly compensation for drivers. It does claim, however, that UberX drivers are making more money now than before the summer's price cuts. Quote, the average fares per hour for a Los Angeles UberX driver partner in the last 4 weeks were 21.4% higher than the December 2013 weekly average, they claim, one of their spokespeople. She said, and drivers on average have seen fares per hour increase 28% from where they were in May of this year, unquote. However, the author says, I couldn't find a single driver who is making more money with the lower rates. What's clear is that for Uber drivers to get by, they're going to have to take on more rides per shift. And Uber implicitly concedes as much, saying, quote, with price cuts, trips per hour for partner drivers have increased with higher demand. So while drivers make less per fare, Uber suggests they recoup losses by just driving more miles. That may make sense for an Uber analyst crunching the numbers in Silicon Valley. But for drivers, more miles means hustling to cram as many runs into a shift as possible to make the small margins worthwhile. One of their drivers named Dan told the author after pulling an all-nighter bringing drunk people home from bars, quote, these days I won't even stop to take an S. I just drive, sometimes for up to 15 hours per day. It's humiliating, unquote. Lower rates also means they pay more out of their own pockets for gas, and their cars appreciate in value faster because they're driving more miles. Meanwhile, Uber acts as if it's doing drivers a favor by offering them work in the first place. Uber CEO Travis Kalanick, who loves giving inspirational talks about innovation, often claims that Uber helps people become small business owners. But working long shifts and forking over 20% of fares to a group of Silicon Valley app engineers doesn't really count as owning a small business. And, you know, I can agree to some extent with the cynical view here. Calling them a driver partner is somewhat dishonest. I mean, they're not their partner. They're just drivers. They're independent contractors. And, yes, they can leave anytime they want. There's no doubt about that.
So can any employee.
And are they business owners? I don't know. Do you own your own business if you're an employee going and working for an employer? I don't know if that's business.
You know, it's really about attitude. If you're a waiter or a waitress working at a restaurant, do you own your own business? To some extent, you do. You're deciding how your business is going to be done. What distinguishes them between an employee and a driver partner is that they choose their own hours. This mm-hmm. is extraordinarily important.
Okay.
This is the distinction. An employee comes in at 8 a.m. and leaves at 4 p.m. because the boss said that's what you do. A driver partner, in this case, clocks on with an app. Gets to works as long as they want. You know, you decide you want to take a stroll in the park. You can take some time off to do that. You want to spend some time with a loved one? Fine, you can do that. You want to have an extra long lunch where you eat an ice cream sundae? It's cool.
That's a good point.
You can do it.
There's real value there. What's it worth to be able to set your own hours? Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, those are the reasons why I stay with Uber and doing Lyft right there. That's the main reason why I do my line of work, just because of what you just mentioned there, you know. After 11 years and 4 months, 8 days working for the TSA, you know, where I used to have a, you know, 1 hour lunch when I first started for the first several years, and then it went down to 45 minutes, and then now 30 minutes. It's like, oh, God, now I can pick, you know, whatever lunch time I want.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason I stay. But, yeah.
But would you stay? Would the ability to set your own hours be worth it if you were making $5 an hour, $6 an hour?
Not quite, no.
Right.
At the same, so, yeah, I feel for my LA friends, LA brethren right there. Also, they don't think of the fact that gas is just far more expensive out there in LA.
Good point.
Than here in D.C., you know, I mean, I can get gas.
It's for something gas a gallon out there.
$3 a gallon,
right.
Yeah.
And that adds up.
So between I'm getting paid more and gas is cheaper, where L.A., they're getting paid less and gas is more, I can understand, you know, their predicament. And, you know, all I can suggest to them is, you know, I guess either start driving for Lyft as well, like as I have done, mm-hmm. you know, that way you get more rides, or get like a main job and then like a, even if it's just working for McDonald's or something, and then drive for Uber and Lyft on your weekends, on your days off. And to you know, make the difference.
George, what's your reaction to this driver Dan's comment that it's humiliating to work up to 15 hours a day?
I don't know about humiliating, but it does feel griping like that if you're working that much and you see, like, for example, someone, you know, flipping burgers at McDonald's, making the same amount of money for less hours like that. You know, I can see where he's coming from in that, in which case, hey, go work for McDonald's and then just do the Uber on your week.
George, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The article in Jacobin Magazine has a little bit more to say, and it gets kind of more ultra-socialist here at the very end. So we'll share that with you coming up in moments here on Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts as well. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here is 855-453. That's the number brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. We just got back from a great Bitcoin conference at Walt Disney World. Bitcoins are hot on a lot of people's minds, and you can actually make some Bitcoin for doing some investigative work over at Bitcoin Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, BitcoinBountyHunter.com. There are bounties available right now. One's worth 38 bitcoins. You can do the math on it, but it looks like it's about $12,000. It tends to vacillate with the cost of Bitcoin. But you can use your investigative skills to collect these bounties. You can believe the government authorities are not going to be solving these cases. In many cases, these cases, they've given up. They've moved on. They're only going to be solved by people like you using their skills and talents in figuring out who did what. And the information's there. Just go to BitcoinBountyHunter.com. If you just like if you want to put up a bounty, you can contact them. If you want to add to the bounties, you can do that too. It's BitcoinBountyHunter.com. This is a fascinating idea, and it's really sort of crowdfunding police work. And that's interesting. BitcoinBountyHunter.com.
So I like Derek J's solution the best on this one, and that is these jaded drivers really need to come together, and instead of paying a union to try to negotiate with Uber, which Uber's saying they're not going to negotiate on this, so I don't know how that's going to go for them. So instead of paying their money to this union, they should pool their money together or, you know, do a Kickstarter or something like that. We, the jaded drivers, formerly of Uber, would like to create Indie Driver, some sort of app that does the exact same thing as Uber and Lyft, except without the top-level bureaucracy or whatever. Because there's no doubt, I mean, that when you're dealing with a centralized company, a corporation like Uber, there's going to be inefficiencies with the centralized model. Now, we were talking at the Bitcoin conference about the idea of using the blockchain technology to hook people up, you know, sort of the technology behind Bitcoin, to decentralize even further than Uber and Lyft. Because Uber and Lyft, they are providing the valuable services connecting a driver with a passenger. But those aren't really necessary anymore. Even these companies are outdated technically with the blockchain technology. There was someone who explained to us during the Austin Bitcoin conference about how it was that the Bitcoin blockchain could be used to do this very same thing, to, you know, allow someone who wants, with the right app, to allow someone who wants a ride to signal that they want a ride, and then allow somebody who's willing to give that ride to be able to access that person.
It might even be better, because then it could be encrypted and you could have a little more privacy.
Sure. Like,
hey, I want to be picked up, and I don't want anyone to know about it.
And you're cutting out the middleman. In that case, you'd be cutting out Uber and Lyft. So, you know, create some sort of indie driver app where all these drivers who are upset and they want to keep all 100% of their earnings, you know, they could get into this, and then and then they would be able to do that, and then they'd be able to set their own rates, because I think that would be the most useful thing. And I think if Uber wants to change their policy to be more friendly to drivers, I think that's what they should do. But ultimately, if they don't, then maybe a third competitor will come up, or maybe Lyft will decide, you know what, we think that our drivers should be able to make a change in their rates. If they feel like they are worth more, then they should be able to set that up, which would really make them competing with one another, because the article here claims that the Uber drivers are competing with one another, but that's not really true if they're not able to set their own rates, right? So if every Uber driver has the exact same rate, that's not really competition. It's only there's more than one car in an area, so you could choose which car for I don't know what reason you would choose it, because you wouldn't know if there was a difference between them.
Well, right? Don't they get ratings? Sometimes you would want to choose someone who has a nicer car or better rating. Maybe they wear a friendlier smile.
Good point. So, yeah, so the rating could make a difference in whether or not they get chosen. But rate would also make a big difference in whether or not somebody gets chosen. And that would be a way for a new driver to the scene, lower their price below the other Uber or Lyft drivers or whatever, if they could do that. And they can't, which is why there really needs to be, I think, a third app. There needs to be something that gives drivers more control over the experience. That's what I think. You're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-453. But here's the rest of the Socialist Jacobin magazine article about Uber. One of the angry drivers says they think we're a bunch of losers who can't find better jobs. That's why they treat us like robots, like we are replaceable, unquote. Uber, of course, disputes this characterization, saying, quote, Uber succeeds when our partner drivers succeed, unquote. But that's just empty spin, says the author here. His name is Avi Asher Shapiro. Drivers aren't partners, they're laborers exploited by the company. They have no say in business decisions and can be fired at any time. Instead of paying its employees a wage, Uber just pockets a portion of their earnings. Drivers take all, which is the way it should be, rather than just giving them some flat $8 an hour or $10 an hour, they make what they can make based on their performance. And making money based on performance is, in my opinion, a better way to pay someone.
And they wouldn't make any of the money if Uber or Lyft weren't connecting the drivers and people who want the services.
Exactly.
Right. And if you, you know, if you just pay somebody an hourly wage, then what you're incentivizing them to do is to work, just to be around hours. You're not incentivizing them to be a better employee.
Right, because then they get paid if they're sitting at the airport waiting for a fare, and they're getting paid when they take the fare.
Uber has lots of concerns, and they're not having people who, you know, are clocked in for, you know, certain hours a day. They're not interested in that. What they're interested in is how quickly people can come, how well they treat the customer, how clean their car is, you know, the overall quality of the ride. An hourly wage does not address that. Mm.
This line stood out to me. They treat us like robots.
Yeah.
Like we're replaceable. Does this guy know that self-driving cars are like right around the corner?
Good point. Drivers take all the risks, says the article, and front all the costs, the car, the gas, the insurance, yes, the executives and the investors who get rich. Uber's part of a new wave of corporations that make up what's called the sharing economy. The premise is seductive in its simplicity. People have skills, and customers want services. Silicon Valley plays matchmaker, churning out apps that pair workers with work. Now anyone can rent out an apartment with Airbnb, become a cabbie through Uber, or clean houses using HomeJoy. Hadn't heard of that one yet. But under the guise of innovation and progress, companies are stripping away worker protections, pushing down wages, and flouting government regulations.
We'd rather have no opportunities at all.
Well, they want the old way. They want to bring back the taxi companies, I guess. But wouldn't this guy be upset at the taxi companies, too? I mean, are the taxi companies known for treating their workers really well? Isn't this an improvement from what was? And I would like to know, because I know there have been taxi cab drivers who have bailed on the taxi cab industry and have started working for Uber or Lyft. You can tell your story if you've got one, 855-450-FREE. Final two sentences. He says that at its core, the sharing economy is a scheme to shift risk from companies to workers, discourage labor organizing, and ensure that capitalists can reap huge profits with low fixed costs. There's nothing innovative or new about this business model. Uber is just capitalism in its most naked form.
Yeah, well, I mean, that sort of shows the whole socialist thing, you know, really right out there. And I think that the best rebuttal for socialism is always going to be that Margaret Thatcher quote. The problem with socialism is sooner or later you run out of other people's money. And, I mean, you know, that's what it comes down to. Capitalism is a good way to figure out allocation of resources. Now, I don't particularly like the term capitalism. I like a free market.
We'll come back with more. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-453. I want to talk about the shifting risk claim, though. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Some people are mad about Uber and some of the policies that have changed from over time. In the L.A. market specifically, we had Lyft/Uber driver George on with us earlier, and he says that hasn't happened to them in D.C., and if it did happen, he'd be pretty upset about it because he makes decent money doing what he does in D.C., and if they cut the rate like they did in L.A., it wouldn't be worth it to him to continue. Now, maybe it would be worth it to some people, but it's honestly, it sounds like it is pretty difficult to make ends meet out there in L.A. as an Uber driver. Nonetheless, the socialist Jacobin magazine has a few comments to make from a very socialist perspective. We'll share more of that with you here in a moment because they claim that there's shifting risk from companies to workers with this Uber and Lyft and Airbnb and things like that. And I want to talk more about what that means exactly. But first, I want you to know about Express Coin. You've been thinking about getting Bitcoin, and right around now might be a good time. In fact, it even dipped down lower than $300 per Bitcoin yesterday, as a matter of fact. It's up above $300 today, but yeah, you never know what's going to happen with Bitcoin. Go ahead and hook yourself up with some, and you can do it for no transfer fee by using code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. Not only can you get Bitcoin, you can also get Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, and Dogecoin. Plus, it's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money service business, so they've jumped through the government hoops. And you can get your cryptocurrencies with a money order, check, wire transfer, or by making a cash deposit at a local credit union with shared banking. Just get started. It's easy to start your account over at ExpressCoin.com, and you can be in the United States or Canada. That's ExpressCoin.com. They've got a smartphone app, and don't forget to use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency with no fee whatsoever. ExpressCoin.com. Coupon code is FTL. So, in the very end of this piece over at Jacobin Magazine, author Avi Asher Shapiro says, he's got one of those hyphenated last names, he says that that it's at its core, this sharing economy, this new idea of companies hooking up customers with people willing to provide them with services, whether it's a ride or it's an apartment, you know, a bed to crash in, or it's apparently you can now clean houses, HomeJoy, not heard of that one. So there's a variety of these things out there. He says, at its core, the sharing economy is a scheme to shift risk from companies to workers, discourage labor organizing, and ensure that capitalists can reap huge profits with low fixed cost. Shifting risk from companies to workers. Now, at its, you know, at first blush, it sounds like that claim is valid, right? It sounds like that makes sense, that Uber doesn't take the same level of risk that a cab company does. The cab company has to maintain a fleet. The cab company has a much larger overhead cost.
He's not worried about the cab companies. He's worried about the drivers. He's saying that the Uber is shifting the risk from Uber to the drivers.
Well, what he's talking about is
Uber, not for, shifting the risk from Uber to cab companies. That's a misinterpretation
of what he's saying. No, you didn't understand what I was saying. So let me clarify. What I'm saying is the old model, the cab companies, there's a lot more risk for the companies. They have
No, there's not. A company is an arrangement between people to do stuff. If a cab company fails, the employees are out on the street. The same
right.
thing
I'm
is
talking
the case.
About from the company's perspective. There's more risk because they have more assets. They have these depreciating assets, which are the cars, the inventory. They've got employee relations that they have to deal with. And, you know, there's a lot more risk involved in that. That I think, is absolutely true. Uber doesn't have that same level of risk from the company's perspective. I'm not talking about the drivers.
Let's call it exposure.
Let's call it personal responsibility. I think that's what's missing from this article. The risk that they're taking on is personal responsibility.
That's what the drivers are taking on.
Yes.
And so, yes, they are embracing being their own boss. And when you are your own boss, and you are in this case, they can't tell you to go out and work. You get to set your own hours.
When I worked at a cab company, I had to be there when they told me
right.
to be there.
So when you are your own boss and you're an independent contractor instead of an employee, which is what they're bitching about here. They're saying that, oh, they should be employees. They should get a wage. They should, you know, there should be regulations. It should be like the cab companies is what they're saying. When you take on that extra risk, you are taking on that responsibility, and you should be able to be rewarded concomitant to that extra responsibility and risk. And you can be, it sounds like, at least in D.C. You know, Uber George just said he made $300 in one night, which is an incredible amount of money for a night's worth of work.
Yep, life is all about choices. Those drivers in L.A. could just as easily go where George is.
So that's certainly true as well. And they've got themselves a car now. So leave L.A., right?
Make that choice.
Yes. That's another great point. That hasn't been made at all in this conversation. So choose a better market. Find out where the best Uber price is. You know, there's got to be some sort of forum for Uber drivers, right, out there on the internet. Hey, where will I get paid the most to be an Uber driver? And then go there.
That's what it sounds like to me. A lot of these drivers who are complaining in this article, sounds like they have an aversion to personal responsibility.
Yes.
They have every opportunity in the world, and they're just not pursuing them because they'd rather complain and be handed something.
So it's true that the risk has been shifted to the drivers. The driver has to take care of their own car. The driver has to handle their own insurance, and that is more responsibility. And I think you're absolutely right with that, Derek J. Take the responsibility, embrace it, and get your butt out of L.A. There's all kinds of reasons to leave L.A. anyway. What a terrible place to live.
I'm reading Machiavelli's The Prince, Il Principio or something like that. And you know who Machiavelli is, right? Like this is
He's a bad man, right? That's all I know.
Let's call him practical.
Okay. He's the guy who argued that the ends justifies the means, right? That if you do something good, it doesn't matter how you accomplish that goal.
He was more about power and how to achieve it, and that power isn't of itself a worthy goal. So therefore, it doesn't matter how you get it. And consider
he's
the
willing to do anything to acquire. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and fear. It's better to be feared than loved.
That's where the term Machiavellian has come from.
Right. I don't know about feared and loved, but that's not. I haven't seen that written in there. But one thing that Machiavelli is very clear on, and remember, this is practical advice to rulers in the 17th century. You never give your power to someone else. If you do, they're going to benefit and you aren't. And this is what these drivers are doing. They're turning their power over to the Teamsters.
Mm-hmm.
And the Teamsters are going to benefit and the drivers generally aren't.
Yeah,
that's what I see happening. Yeah.
So there you go. Toll-free number tonight. I like Derek J's solution. Move out of L.A., go to a better marketplace, or start another company. Create a more driver-oriented company. Create a company owned by the drivers, you know, instead of Uber, which is an innovator. They did a good thing, but maybe their days are numbered now. Maybe they're making business decisions that is going to drive them into the ground because drivers are going to they're going
to
bail.
I expect to see this in the new internet economy. I expect to see companies that are, you know, more flash in the pans, as it were, because you're going to see the cycle of companies.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at companies. Which companies have been around for 300 years? Okay, let's exclude beer manufacturers. you know, who's been there? Who's been there for 200 years? Who's
Nobody.
Been there for 100 years? Not very many. We're seeing is Moore's law of technology, I think, is going to apply to businesses, and you're going to see their cycles of these businesses speed up. They're going to get very popular. They're going to create something. They're going to have had their time because somebody else is going to create something that's newer and better,
right,
faster. And this is what regulation does, is it slows down this cycle. And what we lack, we'll then lose the innovation. I want the innovation as far as these companies go. Uber is a wonderful thing for people to be able to not have to pay high prices to travel from one place to another.
Yeah, while we're talking about a market, let's consider who's on the other end of this market. While the drivers are complaining that they're making less in wages, the customer might be celebrating that they're paying
the
much less.
Lower.
Yes, the price is lower. So they get more rides.
Right. When these drivers use other sharing services, and you listed some there, including a house cleaning service and a variety of others, mm-hmm, when they use sharing services, they save money. And that's the marketplace being efficient.
All right. We'll come back with your calls and thoughts. If you want to make them, you can bring up anything you want here at 855-450-FREE. Derek J's got a brand new website he's come across about the Pledge of Allegiance, encouraging people to stop saying the pledge. We'll get into that. And also, Mark apparently will be telling us a story about the federal government studying why fat teenage girls aren't getting dates. It's Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Hey guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. You only play when you want, and you can change your team any week. FanDuel is paying out over $10 million every week this season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right, for every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Just go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code FOOTBALL70. FANDUEL.com, code FOOTBALL, the number 70.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free to bring up whatever you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Don'tsaythepledge.com. Derek J. has found a new website. I actually have yet to pull it up, but it sounds pretty intriguing. Tell me more, Derek J. How did you find this new site?
I found it at freetalklive.com. It was one of the news stories that was submitted there by one of the listeners.
I missed that one.
And I think it's an interesting one. It's not exactly what I expected when I clicked on it.
Hmm.
It said don'tsaythepledge.com. There's three videos and a pretty nice looking website. It says, join the boycott. Don't say the pledge. So I scrolled down.
It's the atheists.
Yeah, well, or the humanists. Mm-hmm. And so they say, what is this about? It says, well, under God compromises the patriotic message of the pledge. Womp. I was so disappointed to read that. But let's see what they've got to say.
All right.
Under God wasn't part of the original Pledge of Allegiance. Those two words were added to the pledge in 1954.
That's accurate. During the Red Scare.
Yep. It says when the country was in the grip of McCarthyism and the communist witch hunt hysteria. Before 1954, the pledge affirmed that we are one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Indivisible means we can rise above our differences, religious or otherwise. I'm not sure that's what it means, but maybe that's what
this is precisely what I expect from the atheists. I mean, I really... okay, so if you want to use patriotism to get what you want, congratulations, that's what patriotism exactly is for. Patriotism is the... It's the veil behind which evil people hide. I mean, I'm sorry to tell you that. The reason that you don't have politicians going, hey, everybody, what we say is always right and always good and always just is because no one would ever believe that crap. Mm-hmm. Politicians are, the term is synonymous with liar, with cheat.
Mm-hmm.
But when you use patriotism or nationalism, you give cover for these people. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Patriotism is the excuse. It's the veil behind which they operate. And it's not that I don't think that it's okay to like organizations or something like that. It's just when your liking of that organization clouds your judgment about that organization. And that's exactly what patriotism does. Patriotism is all about clouding your judgment about the country in which we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, the suggestion here is that students stand up for America by sitting down during the Pledge of Allegiance boycott until the inclusive version is restored.
Oh, man.
Boy, wouldn't that be a victory? We could have two words removed from the Pledge of Allegiance and everything would be different.
Everything's going to be great. Oh, man. And then their hearts can again swell full of patriotic pride and nationalism.
One nation indivisible, Ian. Mm. It includes everyone, the humanists and atheists alike.
And I'm so annoyed by people that constantly online. Look, I understand their religions definitely have brought suffering to the planet. But do you really think that somehow getting people to stop believing in God is going to make the world that much better of a place?
No, of course not.
There are plenty of atheists who, in leadership positions, have done horrible things.
Mm-hmm. Hitler an atheist?
Hitler, no, but Stalin certainly was. Okay. So was Lenin. And, I'm not trying to say that this is about atheism or about theism. I'm trying to say that you are missing the mark. There is a target here, and you're looking at the birdie flashing on the side, right? Like, okay, yeah. You don't know what the problem is. The problem is power entrusted to corrupt people, and power is always going to attract corrupt people. That's what the problem here is. The problem is saying a pledge
in the first
at
place.
All,
yeah.
Because what the pledge does is it increases this feeling of nationalism and patriotism in everybody. It gives a societal standard for it, and that patriotism gives is blinding to people and gives cover to corrupt politicians. The politicians will behave best in a country where patriotism is at its lowest.
I totally agree.
The government is a service that it... well, that's the idea, okay?
Parking services, now in Keene.
Okay, a service is... they are a service. They're a monopoly that provides a service. Monopolies tend to provide poor customer service at high prices, and
they're providing a service that no one asked for, and...
Okay,
they,
call it what you want.
And they're really what they're doing is they're serving themselves. That's what the government does. They
that's what monopolies
you,
do.
They serve themselves.
Understood, but... nationalism and patriotism disallows people from seeing the truth about what the government does.
Right.
And that, you know, this is the beginning of the rabbit hole. You need to put that stuff aside. I like red, white, and blue. I like eagles as much as anybody else does.
Well, you'd love this website because they've got the flag right up there at the top. Not only is the header graphic essentially the U.S. flag waving, but the background itself is the U.S. flag. This is as nationalistic and as patriotic as you can get.
That's a good point. And, Mark, while they may have missed the mark on some of what they're trying to accomplish, I think they did an amazing job with this website and with this campaign. Let's talk about what they've done right here.
Okay.
For one, they have included a card that students can print out and bring with them to school that has a reference to a Supreme Court ruling saying that they don't have to say the pledge from 1943. That's educational, and it gives them a little bit of ammunition when they're going into classrooms, and they can say, hey, teacher, I don't have to say the pledge. And then they've got three colorful videos here on the front page, just four menu item options. They've got a Facebook and a Twitter linked. I mean, they've done a really good job of organizing this campaign. It's just a shame their ends aren't so good.
Yeah, the justification, the goal, we don't agree with it. But ultimately, if people are sitting out the pledge, that's not a bad thing. I mean, maybe while they sit out the pledge, they'll at some point find out more about the pledge. Maybe they'll do some research. Maybe some of the people who come across this will research the pledge and find out more about why it was written and who wrote it, the fact that it's a Christian socialist who wrote this thing in the first place. Wouldn't that be interesting? Because normally you could call Francis Bellamy a national socialist, and that wouldn't be inaccurate, but he was referred to, I think, by his own self as a Christian socialist. And so I think it'd be persuasive, and unfortunately I don't see a forum option here on the Don't Say the Pledge website, so there doesn't seem to be any way to reach anyone else who's interested in this, but to connect with these atheist or humanist groups and say, hey, you know, they're almost right on this Don't Say the Pledge thing. Did you know the pledge, the whole pledge, even without the under God part, was actually written by a Christian socialist? And then see what they say to that. See if they feel the same way, given that, you know, purportedly they're not in favor of the Christian religion. Would that change how they see things? Would that make it more likely that they would not say the pledge ever again, even if under God was removed from it?
No clue.
I don't think so, because they've already got the religion of the state.
Just because you don't think so, so they would say a pledge written by a Christian, even though they knew it was written by a Christian. And just simply because their patriotism would override that.
Yeah. That's
plausible.
That's what history shows me. The people, they love waving the flags and going to the parades more than anything. Don't take that away. I mean, even if you see that it's a bad idea, or even if you see that it was written by someone who you might disagree with, I mean, that has become so ingrained in culture, in tradition.
Well, it's still the pledge.
Yeah. It's part of people's identity. I think they've taken it in to themselves.
And I absolutely believe that's the case.
It's hard to deal with that.
What do you mean?
It's hard to, from the outside, it's hard to be an iconoclast when you're destroying someone's identity, right? When what we want to do.
So don't do it. Don't destroy someone's identity.
Oh, we do it all the time here on Free Talk Live. But we can get away with it because we're a radio show. It's a little bit more complicated when you're talking about someone you know and care about,
mm-hmm.
who is in your life and who will lash out at you if you are an iconoclast in this way.
People have been punched in the face over not standing for the national anthem at football games.
Usually by strangers.
Yeah. But I mean, this shows the social pressure that goes on. Another thing I think is very interesting is now with this, when they play the Star Spangled Banner, people will often put their hands over their heart. There is no. There's no social standing for this. This is just people one-upmanship in the area of patriotism. You put your hand
off
over your heart
too, right?
What's that?
Does you take off your hat too?
Well, your hat's supposed to be taken off indoors. Your hat's taken off for certain reasons.
Yeah, but
yes.
People still take their hats off. Outdoors.
It's fine. That's not one-upmanship. Okay. That's sort of the tradition. But do you understand that they're so confused about their public displays of patriotism, they don't even know what they're doing. They're putting their hand over their heart for the Star Spangled Banner. This is the national anthem. You put your hand over your heart for the Pledge of Allegiance. It doesn't make any sense.
More coming up, 855, 453. It's Free Talk Live.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing the proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diet to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.